Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
"'Twas the night before podcasts, and all through the Skype, nothing was working, not even one mic. The co-hosts were gathered, all equipped with gear, but without stable connection, a cancellation did fear. The audiences waited, all in the chat rooms, and trolls did some trolling, as we're likely to do. Richard was putting his wee ones to bed, and Ross was, yes, podcasting, with masterful said. Ellie been drunk till there was no more to be drunk, and David was a lumberjack, who also got trunked. The release time ticked by, and with nothing to do, the cast gentle wishes that the podcast would pull through. And as if by magic, a connection did spark. Their voices were heard, crisp, clear, and trademarked. So gather round this Christmas for a jolly good laugh, a Christmas outtake special that's come straight from our hearts. And as we deliver this special with cheer, take heart, take a seat, and start downing your beer. Wrapped up and warm, get ready for fights. A Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
"Fucking hydrate you in the toilet, you bastard."
"What?
Go away."
"That sounded wrong. Are you talking to me?"
"Yes, you. Start the podcast."
"You're like fucking a dying man's handshake." "Hello everybody, welcome to season 3 of Ready Player 2. This is the kind of content that you can expect from here on out. So if you're new, that's just a taster. That's just a bit of a palate cleanser there for you, to get you in the mood, get you in the mood for the kind of content that you can be expecting for the rest of the time. I'm Rich, hello. I apologise in advance for the content of my face, but if you have, if you've listened to us before, you know exactly what you're in for. We've got everybody. We've got everybody else. We've got the host from the most, from Man on the Post. It's Mr. Ross from Mailbag."
"Oh, lovely. Apart from the last bit, hello."
"Yeah, hello. The custodian of the boobs, Elisha Maitreven."
"Hey.
Hey. How are you doing?"
"Hey there. How you doing?
How you doing?"
"And the love child of Vin Diesel and a Wookiee, Lewis, you can't fucking Google me anymore, Knight." "Is that what Vin Diesel would sound like as a Wookiee?"
"Yeah, I went out with I Am Groot."
"Oh, yeah, that is I Am Groot. Yeah, that's a sexily. That's a sexily what he would say. I don't even know. Don't even know where I was going. I don't know what happened. This is, oh God,
so my cat. Or Vin Diesel if he was a Wookiee."
"Yeah, I have. I was gonna do a joke about having wood there, but I think that'd probably be redundant. Are we all good?"
"Marvelous.
Are we all good? Do any of us actually have wood before we get started? El, how you doing?"
"Sorry, I'll put the wood away."
"Okay, you're good." "Good idea."
"Also, as a side note, let's leave out the creepy guy from the beginning of the call." Okay. "Bullshit."
"How about this? If you had to have your face cut out and permanently replaced with a classic console controller, which would it be?"
My face?
"You have to have your face cut out and a controller replacing it. Now, mine isn't a classic one, but I like the look of that Steam pad, because that's pretty symmetrical.
Not really classic, is it?" "No. Yeah. And it's got like two kind of like trackpad nipply things that it could be your eyes."
"Exactly, that's what I was thinking. I'm going to go with that."
"I'm trying to think of one. I like the idea of maybe the Dreamcast pad, because then I can like plug in different things."
"Oh yeah, someone said that, the VMU, you can make it..."
"Yeah, yeah, yeah, I can plug in like different expressions."
"Yeah.
Like if I'm surprised, I plug in a different VMU."
"I wonder if anyone would have picked the N64 one. It looks like a big dick hanging down."
"Lewis, what was yours?"
"To be fair, I like Stu's idea of having the steel battalion controller."
"Epic face.
Holy mother of... That's more
shit.
Complicated than most aircraft I've seen."
"It's fairly symmetrical.
You can use little sticks for eyes."
"I have sticks for eyes."
"I can see... I can see you with my stick eyes. They move independently of each other. Inside, outside. Up and down at the same time.
God, this is like turned into a weird porno.
Inside,
outside. Inside, outside. Up and down, up and down. Oh, dear.
What do you have?
All my triggers.
I don't know. I'd want something with a screen inside of it. I don't know. I'd have a DS as a face, you know.
a whole console.
A Game Boy.
That's taking it a bit far. It was supposed to be a controller. Like a whole console.
And a Game Boy.
Yeah, or a Game Boy. I don't care. So long as it's got a screen so that I can like have a smiley face on it, that'd be great.
Also, with the Game Boy, you could have the additional like features. So you could have like the, if it was a Game Boy Color, for instance, you could have like
the light. Cam-
oh.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Gonna say fucking camera, but
okay.
Yeah, light's cool.
I'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna touch this light to my face, and it glows.
You'd be like some sort of weird angler fish. Like, look at the light on my head.
Running around it to attract other males.
Yeah.
Other males? I use it to attract males.
Devouring them.
Lewis's secret dreams.
Oh, how I long to be an anglerfish.
Right,
are we going to podcast, or are you just going
to... I'm trying to find more fucking gaming news, good motherfucking goddamn it. All right, fine. Screw you, we're going to podcast.
Contender! Ready!
Yeah, that too.
I didn't see this. I had to see.
Edit.
I was reading the Robin Williams one. I'm sorry.
Come on, woman.
I was looking at the sads, okay?
Hey guys, Ross here. Hope you're having a very merry Christmas. I apologise if this bit of audio sounds like dick. I'm away from my microphone at the minute and using an onboard laptop mic. But anyway, have a merry Christmas!
My brain!
Backwards podcast is fun.
Right, I'm going to the toilet and then I'll be right back.
Boy.
Wait, I will have been by. Wait, okay. I'm not going to.
Just go for a pee before you wait.
I'm going to go to the toilet and suck your urine up into myself like a straw.
Yeah, be right back. That is backwards real life. That's not fun.
Well, we managed to drag it out quite successfully.
Yeah. We did.
I've been posting an article of Man on the Post the entire time. Rich has been talking.
I've been looking at pictures of cats. This one has a scarf.
Right.
I was actually looking at my fancy lineup.
This is Rich from Ready Player 2. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for listening, even though we're stupid. Is that?
You're going to play play your cards right. You have to guess higher or lower.
All right.
What, are we talking about your penis?
Yes.
Cool.
Lower. No.
I tell you what, in terms of game content, this has had more than any podcast we've ever done.
Yeah. The anal jokes to game ratio is well down this week.
It takes longer than 2 seconds to strangle a child. What the hell?
Fuck my ass.
That's staying in as well.
What? Did you just say? Fuck.
Whoa. I'm just sitting here eating my nerds, listening to this.
What did you ever said on the podcast? Stream that!
It's the stress!
It's the stress!
Can't handle live recordings. Fucking hell, Dave.
Nerd it up!
It sustains me.
Yeah!
Best new podcast. Jesus.
Did you just, like, glass a country or something? That was an evil laugh.
I can't hear anything now. Hang on, I need to stop listening to us. There we go. Do you want to leave the page? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, this is so much better now.
Oh, you shut it down now. You're not going to follow the chat room.
I closed it because I was listening to it. I have cheesecake.
Fair enough.
And I just couldn't. My brain was everywhere.
Yeah, man. Right, so I should probably open like the running order, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I put a link in there, so you can just click it.
Oh, that'd be way easier
Thank
than what I was about
you.
To do. Oh, that's okay. Right, what have I been doing this week? I'm going to write the shit in.
I can't remember.
All right, don't.
Someone want to give me access to the dock?
No.
It'd
be funny if you don't.
The filthy stand-in doesn't get access to the
just
document.
Hang on.
Right.
Just fucking guess what's going on, man.
Which one did I share?
Filthy standing as well. I love that.
Episode 6.
You shared episode 41. Yes. I don't know why.
Season 3, episode 6. It has episode 41 at the top, but I think.
Well, fuck it. Whatever. I don't know. We're using this document now. Who cares? Who cares, man? Let's fucking wing it.
Share with.
Rebel documentation.
I'm doing the live. You're talking to the world.
Live.
Well,
we're going.
Talking to these 11 people.
Welcome, our entire fan base. right, can we... Right, before we... This is another, like, slightly behind-the-scenes thing. Dave, as much as you're amazing and everything, you sound like curried ass. Are you talking through your headset? Or...
Curried ass.
Yes.
I'm talking to the same mic that I spoke to last time.
Did he sound like curried ass last time? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay.
That's your new Twitter name, Dave.
It's not...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, slightly different.
Well, it's not me, then. Maybe it's my connection.
It could be your connection.
It's really, very fuzzily.
I think there's a delay as well. I think you're sounding kind of... You're sounding almost like somebody's buggered up the codec. And also... It's probably your... Are you downloading porn?
No.
Are you streaming porn?
No.
I just thought I'd check these things. Is there anything maybe we can do to make it slightly better?
Nah, it's all good.
You sure?
People haven't complained about it in the chat, so we'll be fine.
Well, they're used to our usual tip-top audio quality.
Exactly. There's normally a delay, so...
Your fault for recruiting someone who lives in, like, the arse end of Wales.
Hey!
You live in one of the cheeks, Al. I live in, like, the, like, gooch of Wales.
Oh, my God! Gooch in Mordor! How dare you!
Okay, fine. We're going to get back on track. Imagine how disappointed I was when I figured out you couldn't kill kids. I'm only joking when I take the mick out of you, Dave. I love you, really. It's just good podding.
Then why don't you look at me when we make love?
I like the back of your head better.
Oh. I can see that.
You can't, because you're looking the other way.
I have mirrors. I'm one of the people that has mirrors on a ceiling.
What's
I can't
matter?
Take this emotional abuse again.
I can't take it. No.
In Magic or Hearthstone?
In either. I don't even know what it is.
Basically your energy that you use to...
To what? You things. Don't know what mana is?
Why would I know what mana is? I play NBA.
What? What the fuck? Mana is... Oh my god. Mana is used in so many things. Mana is the things that you use to cast spells. You know, like... You know, you have
oh, yeah, I get
and
it.
And your MP, so you have your health points.
Yeah, but they're magic points, aren't they, MP?
Oh my god, no!
I can feel Elle pulling her hair out at this point.
This is why I edit the podcast, because I'm actually a fucking idiot.
What's up? This is Dave from Ready Player 2. I wish you all a Christmas. If it's bad or good, just have a Christmas.
Right, what am I doing? I've got to bring the document up, and then we've got to be ready for stuff and sound professional, because people are now listening to us, which I didn't realise. Why have we got 5 people in the document? How many times have you got...
Elle's in there 4 times.
We've been over there. She couldn't remember a password, so she's got, like, every browser under the sun.
I don't Oh my god, I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
Dave.
Hi.
You don't sound like jizz.
Thanks.
That's okay.
The nicest thing anyone ever said to me.
I thought so.
You don't sound like jizz either, Rich.
Oh, that normally you sound like curried bum cakes, but this week you're okay.
That's good.
Oh, I have a beer.
Do you also have a fucking car battery attached to your testicle? Jesus, what the fuck is that noise?
Jesus Christ, the beer just fountained out. Oh, I've got oh, I'm going to be right back.
He was saying we were starting and had to be professional.
We apologise for the length of the show this week. It should be, if not really, a lot longer than that, but Rich isn't here, and that's what happens. We lose an hour's worth of content with Rich's is split.
Yeah, my violent rage was condensed into a very short amount of time as well.
It was. Play it again in the next fortnight and we'll get really angry about it.
Oh, fuck no. I can't do that, man. I just can't.
Sorry, I've got shitty games I need to review. I'm sure I'll be angry about those.
Excellent. I might even buy Call of Duty.
Invade about it. Oh, I just died of it.
Alright, we're going to go. El, you can go and eat your tomato. Make some gravy.
Great time.
Rich, have you returned?
We shall move on to the news while we wait for Richard. No. Yes.
No.
No!
Jesus Christ.
I have food to eat. There is Toad in the Hole to eat.
Well, you could probably eat that before Rich gets back.
No, because I need to make gravy. I need to make gravy. Oh, I can't have Toad in the Hole just on its own. What kind of pauper do you think I am?
That's true. That would be, unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. Gotta make...
Talk amongst yourselves, chat room. We shall return momentarily.
Gravy!
Just muted your mic before you shouted gravy.
Fuck my life. I wanted to get that in there.
Hi, this is Sierra Blade from Ready... Oh, wait. I'm not here anymore. But either way, enjoy season's greetings, have a great Christmas, and get pissed.
Get your coughs out. Ross, you cough a lot during the podcast, man. You got some serious lung issues.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm not good.
Bell end. Yeah. Right. Oh, by the way, I'd just like to point out that you had a baby, and baby was Baby Bell.
Yes.
One of my friends is now having a baby, and his surname is Cooper.
Right.
So he's having Mini Cooper. Just wanted to say, point that out. Anyway.
Excellent. I want to rock.
Thank you very, very much for sticking with us. We're sorry that we're kind of annoying. apologise again for anything that I may have said and forgotten about that was really offensive. I feel like I am growing as a person. I've probably got a lot better since episode 25 when the really bad thing happened.
I think in this episode, being a countdown, I don't think we really had a lot of room to offend anybody.
I hope not, but you never know.
You never know.
Did I miss the really bad thing?
There was a lot of really bad things, actually. There was a couple of things that I've said that I were hoping was going to get cut out, and there was one thing in particular that Ross kept in, which I can't complain about because I said it, but it was just a thing. But I think I've actually said worse, haven't I, Ross?
Yeah, worst one, didn't it involve, Maddie or something?
I think that might have got kept in, and that was you.
Oh, yeah, that's an anagram for I said. But I thought there was something else.
That was definitely you. Oh, dear.
I just want to point out that I bought a pizza before starting this, and I haven't eaten a slice, so I podcast.
Oh, man.
You're good man, I'll have eaten it all.
It's getting cold.
Feel for me.
Diablo. Do you have a Roderick staff?
Stay a while and ignore your pizza.
Stay a while.
Alright.
The pizza.
What the hell's happening? We suddenly have Stitch on the go. I think I used to be able to do Cartman, but I don't think I can do it anymore.
Hannah means family. Hannah means nobody's forgotten.
Love the hell.
Oh my god, I've broken out.
What the hell?
I'll put the stream back up for this era as well.
Oh my god. Steve, there's no point doing an impression off with Sierra. You can do everything.
Well, what is a small animal?
Pretty sure I can do it, even if it's very good.
Do you have
Thanks,
badges.
That's how I've ended the stream, with Al laughing away. It seems fitting.
Hello, this is Al from Ready Player 2. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
Is that it?
Leave it. Publish it. Send it to print. You're done.
Fuck you, Dave.
You're fucking
no
done.
No one listens to you.
Well, so 50 episodes, nothing's changed. Brilliant.
Hey, at least we're fucking consistent. Stop burping.
No, you can't stifle my art.
I just want to stifle your face. Just your face.
That's illegal in the UK now.
No, hang on. We make live audio simple. Search broadcasters. Ready.
I thought that's what you were saying we do then.
Yeah. Just a minute, everybody.
Make live audio simple.
We have some technical issues to work out. Ellie's attempting to function the internet.
Hello, this is Elle from Ready Player 2. Happy non-denominal festive scene, you fucking heathen.